Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Lee.
Howdy, Tara.
Gonna jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. I'm getting so many of these. This must have struck a chord. This new survey saying 78% of parents, so that's overwhelming majority, have at least some level of regret for missing things in their children's lives because of other obligations.
Oh, yeah.
So that's pretty widespread. And I only brought that up because I was like, wow, that, you know what? That's going to touch a chord with people. A lot of people feel that way. Texter writes, my daughter got an award yesterday and I had a meeting and normally I would have missed it, but I missed my meeting and I saw my daughter and I was a proud dad. Good for you.
Yes.
And I know that probably caused a little awkwardness at work. They never like to hear, oh gosh, you know what? I'm not going to make it. I got to go to a thing at my child's school. But it's so important. Those years are so fleeting, you know?
Yep.
They really are. And, you know, I got to confess to this. My son had a presentation, like, at school that he did. This was last year. And my son's pretty laid-back guy. And I told him, look, it was at 8 o'clock. Well, I mean, I'm on the air at 8.
Yeah.
And I had very little vacation time left. And I wanted to spend the vacation time. You know how I am. I like to plan trips with the kids. So I was actually planning to use that day as part of another vacation with the kids, right?
Mm-hmm, right.
But they don't get that. They don't understand it. And I explained to them that I wouldn't be there. And it was like a concert they were doing for parents and stuff like that, that I wouldn't be there. And I get this phone call from his teacher. And he seemed fine with it. He's like, yeah, that's cool, Mom. Well, when the reality of it hit, and he was in third grade at the time, when the reality of it hit that I wasn't there. And believe me, if I knew it was as big of a deal to him as I later realized it was, I'd have been there.
Yeah.
But he seemed okay with it. So I was like, okay, well, I'm gonna go to work and I'm gonna be fine. His teacher calls, he's hysterical. He's you know, at the nurse's station, he's so upset I wasn't there. It ripped my heart out.
Yeah.
I went straight from here, picked him up. We went shopping. We went out to lunch. We blew off the rest of the day at school. I tried to make it up to him, but I'm still getting choked up talking about it.
Well, that's okay, though. That's good.
You know, I mean, and so that really leveled me, and I have gotten way more determined to put my life in the correct order, even when the kids are like, "Okay, Mom, you won't be there. That's fine. I don't care." You know what I mean? I'm like, well, I'm going to make sure you don't care.
But see, I think both the child and the adult need to understand that there are going to be times when things like that are not going to be able to happen.
Yeah.
And, you know, and don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing. I think you did a wonderful thing there, but especially what you tried to make up for it. But there's also going to be times in life when you are going to be disappointed. And when you're going to be disappointed by people that you care about. And it's not that they're intentionally trying to disappoint you, but sometimes there are obligations and things that happen that just can't be avoided. And, you know, I agree with you. It's vitally important, particularly in the early years, that you do things to support your kids, that you do things that you involve yourself with your kids and that. But they also sometimes are going to have to get that disappointment, too, because you need to learn that.
Yeah,
that things are not always going to work out, that sometimes you can't get what you want.
That's true. You know what, though? A texter nailed this earlier. And see, this is where the guilt gets you as a parent, right?
Mm-hmm.
You've been to so many things. I mean, you know me. I mean, I volunteer at my kid's school regularly. I'm there for so many things. And they don't remember that. They remember the one you didn't show up for.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
So you can't win.
Yeah.
I swear as a parent, you can't win. No matter what you do, you will come out of it with guilt.
Yeah.
You will. So it was great to hear the phone calls and stuff on that, though. In moving on to a completely and totally different topic, do you realize where we are in the sham impeachment?
Sadly, yes.
Which is absolutely nowhere. I mean, we are literally having a sham impeachment. about absolutely nothing. And this Red State article, I think, really summarizes it, nails it for people who have to go to work and don't have time to figure out what the heck Adam Schiff is doing today. The problem, they write, with Adam Schiff's witnesses thus far, not a single one of these witnesses, except there's one. There's only been one, but I'm going to get to that in a minute. Not a single one of these witnesses, other than the one, had any direct line to Donald Trump at all. Mm-hmm. None of them received any order from the president to do anything by their own admission. Further, nothing in their previous testimony pointed to them having any secondary knowledge of an improper quid pro quo involving Joe Biden. What these witnesses do provide is political fodder.
Yes.
Now, there's only one witness out of all of them that ever had a discussion with President Donald J. Trump about a quid pro quo. There's only one singular witness, and that was Gordon Sondland. And Gordon Sondland, in his original testimony, said he finally asked the president, like, okay, is there a quid pro quo? He flat out asked him. And the president told him no.
Yes.
He said, I just want the Ukraine president to do his job. And what he was referring to was that the president had run on cleaning up corruption. That's it. They got nothing. The Ukraine officials keep saying, no, we didn't feel there was a quid pro quo. We never told there was a quid pro quo. We didn't believe there was a quid pro quo. We never felt pressured. Which is why we never opened an investigation into Biden.
And you keep getting this line from liberals and Democrats in the media. Well, you know, the president was trying to use his power to get a foreign power to dig up political dirt on his opponent. Okay, that may be your perspective. That may be your opinion. It is also the opinion of the president, and quite honestly, the objective, if you were being objective about this, that the president of the United States was concerned about U.S. aid being wasted and in a nation that is known for its corruption. And it just so happened that the vice president of the United States and his son were involved in a very questionable deal. I mean, that's the reality of it. That's being objective. And they keep trying to portray this narrative. Oh, the president was trying to force a foreign power to dig up dirt on his political opponent. Well, that was the vice president of the United States and his son who was involved in a multi-million dollar deal that was questionable at least, if not criminal.
And again, the original whistleblower charge was that there'd been this phone call that he'd overheard that he knew about, in which the president, you know, threaten Ukraine with a quid pro quo if he didn't investigate Biden. Well, the president released the transcript. He did not. He never tied the funding to Biden or the DNC server finding that either. It never happened. It wasn't in there, which makes what the whistleblower said a lie. For the love of God, I do not know why we are protecting him.
And have you seen the latest spin? They're trying to say, well, the president fired the Ukrainian ambassador. You know, that's proof that it was corruption, that she wasn't doing what he wanted. You know, I got news for you. And as I think Mick Mulvaney or somebody pointed this out, the ambassador serves at the pleasure of the president. The president can fire any ambassador to any nation at any time for any reason, period. End of story. I mean, the previous presidents have done that all along. They may have removed somebody. If you're not going along, that doesn't necessarily mean that the Ukrainian ambassador was not doing what Trump wanted to do with regard to an investigation. But the president has the option to do that with any ambassador at any time for any reason. That's why they call it serving at the pleasure of the president.
And, you know, again, this is all very interesting. But until you find a Ukraine official willing to say, yeah, there's a quid pro quo. Yeah, we knew. We had to go after Joe to get the funding. They got nothing.
Yeah, and that's it. And none of them have come forward. None of them have said that.
But even if they did, again, quid pro quo is not an impeachable offense. It's not even illegal. Probably should be when you do it the way Biden did, but it's not illegal.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, But shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Get a jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Here we go from a mom. Tara, I love this one. Tara, my son attends a small special needs school, and on the last day of school, he arranged to sing his favorite rock song in front of the whole school. He suffers from severe social anxiety, has autism, and doesn't sing very well. But when he stood up there and confidently belted out those lyrics, it was one of the proudest moments of my entire life. Oh, whatever I missed at work, I have no idea, and I don't care. Way to go, Mom. Good for you. Another texter writes, I like this too, on a totally different subject. I elected Trump to be the whistleblower. He's doing a great job of just that. You know, let's not lose sight of the fact he's blowing the whistle on the extensive and insane Biden corruption in the Ukraine, or in Ukraine, I should say. Texter writes, can we talk about something other than this weak impeachment attempt by the do-nothing Democrats? We all know it's going to get squashed once it gets to the Senate. Yeah, but the question is how much damage it does before that. You know what? Let's pull back here for a second and just look at the psychology of what's going on right here with Adam Schiff. This is a fascinating study. Great American thinker piece on this today. About who's running this. Who's holding this whole country hostage? I mean, we could create 2 million jobs right now by passing USMCA. Canada has ratified it. Mexico has ratified it. It will crush the Chinese economy. It'll give the Chinese people the best shot they have at weakening the Communist Party to the point that maybe, it's a long shot, maybe they'll have freedom. But it's America first, so Chinese second. 2 million jobs. It'll close the NAFTA loophole that allowed those subsidized Chinese goods in through our northern and southern border while they were still blocked at the seaports. It is the most critical thing we can do to bring back U.S. jobs. There is nothing else that we can do to help the blue-collar workers of this country and the management to continue to see the wage increases, to see another economic boom, to literally change lives in small towns that look like Beirut after the bombing because of the creation of the NAFTA loophole and the way we bled those jobs out. I mean, there's nothing currently pending right now in this country that could do more to help people, and particularly the people the Democrats claim to want to help. It will not move. It's because they're so busy with impeachment, but it's also because they don't want to give Trump a win because they know the economy will boom. They are deliberately hurting in the House the very people they claim to support. And it's not because they have objections to USMCA. Chuck Schumer said it was great. Trump did a great job putting it together. Nancy Pelosi, when she talks about it, says, yeah, we need to do this to help the people, but she's sitting on it. This is who they really are. Now, look who they put in charge of impeachment. Look, this is the psychological study here and how sick and twisted this is. And in any society, for an individual like Adam Schiff to be given the power to hold a country hostage like this is incredible when you remember who he is. Let me read this from American Thinker. Because a person this crazy in your workplace would have the scorn of everyone around them if they still held a job. This is why, and it's not partisan. American Thinker writes, Adam Schiff, a lunatic in my opinion, for 3 years claimed to have evidence that proved Trump had colluded with the Russians to win the election. Remember, folks, he was a large part of why the mainstream media got this so wrong, because they'd have money. So, oh, I've seen the evidence. I got it, man. I got it. That was a big lie. He's been lying ever since. And now, 3 years later, even after Trump released the transcript of his phone conversation with the president of Ukraine, Schiff read into the record. I've never seen anything like this. Schiff read into the record an entirely fabricated version of the phone conversation. That was actually before Trump released the audio. one in which the president said and did horrible things. Schiff made it all up, but he told the media and his colleagues he was reading from it. He had it. Who does that? American thinker writes. Schiff clearly had written his fake version earlier, never expecting Trump to release the transcript, but was so impressed with his own script writing, he could not let go of the opportunity to perform his lie to all those assembled in that room and to the American people. It was a pathetic spectacle. So this is a guy who has lied on a grand scale, on such a corrosive scale. He single-handedly kept the Russia thing going, claiming that he'd seen the evidence. And once it became clear, he never had, that it was a massive lie, that he had taken every one of these mainstream media organizations for chumps. What do? Oh, they fall all over themselves to get him on the TV again. After he made up a transcript, just made it up and read from it. And when confronted about that massive lie, he said, oh, it was parody. Problem is, he didn't say it was parody when he was doing it. He's cost the mainstream media dearly, dearly in their credibility. And yet they flock to him. They are willing to self-destruct to keep the lie going. And this is the guy, folks, what does it tell you? Psychologically, forget politics. Psychologically, what does it tell you that this is the guy that's chosen to do this? What if you saw a thing like this in your company? You saw the management pick a guy to lead your company in its greatest and most important effort, who have been cold, busted, flat out lying in a way that hurts your company. You'd start thinking, maybe I need to get out of here. The ship's going down. Something sick here. Something twisting. Something not right. Yet this is who Pelosi chooses. He can go out there and just make it up. He doesn't have a transcript that reads the way he wants about Trump's call. He just makes one up and reads it into the congressional record. No one cares. Left doesn't hold him responsible. Say, okay, whatever it takes, whatever lie it takes. What is the psychology of that? And this is the guy who, instead of being treated like the laughingstock he is and relegated to a low status on some committee somewhere, is chosen as the liar in chief to lead this effort. What does it say that he is the one? Jerry Nadler may be a snake, but he didn't lie like this. Yet he's passed over. Think about the psychology of that.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Remember the child, James Younger? You might have heard about him. He's 7, and his mom had decided to transition him to being a boy. Changed his name to Luna, dressed him as a girl, and sent him to school. Well, there was that breathtaking jury trial where custody was decided by a jury. Incredibly, they voted 11-1 to give it to the mom. Total and complete custody. And the arguments heard by the jury, dad did not want him to start on puberty blockers, which usually happens around age 9. Didn't want him dressed as a girl. Mom did. Both sides testified. Jury went with mom. And I mean totally. Blocking dad from having any kind of custody. And then the judge, on top of that, the jury didn't make this decision. The judge then said that dad could not set a bunch of parameters. Dad could not see the kids unsupervised. Dad had to call James Luna. Dad had to be supportive of the transgender lifestyle of Luna. And dad could not have any other friends, family members, whatever, around the boy who did not affirm his girl identity. It was outrageous. And so anyway, this all the attention this got nationally, this was taken to appeal to another judge. Judge overturned it. Family District Court Judge Kim Cook ruled that Jeffrey Younger, the dad, will share joint guardianship with the mom and have a right to share medical decisions for James. I have no idea how they're going to come to an agreement as the kid gets older. Well, all of this, this is what's interesting about this. I just want to update this with you. All of this led to the boy, for the first time in a couple of years, being allowed to decide which way he goes to school. Dressed as a girl or dressed as a boy. Now, dad claims when he was with dad, this is before the custody was taken away from dad, that he would not want girl things. He only did that to please his mother when he was with her. Well, new report out on this. There's pictures. This is a website called Save James, where James's father had been documenting all this. The judge has gagged him, so he's not allowed to post to it. But friends posted pictures of James. Guess how he decided to go to school dressed when it was left up to him? As a boy. Went to school as a boy. I cannot imagine having a 7-year-old what it would be like for him to go to school every day dressed as a girl. It would be brutal. And you know, maybe that's not fair. I don't like bullying for any reason. But it would be brutal. I can't imagine what this kid's been through. Not surprised he chose to do it as a boy. Anyway, I wanted to give you that update. I want to give you this one, too. You getting that Thanksgiving hankering? I am, because they've got all the Thanksgiving food out now. Like, the stuffing is everywhere. Yeah, I know. I love Thanksgiving. Well, Huffington Post says you've got to cancel Thanksgiving over global warming. Yep. Thanksgiving has too big of a carbon footprint, so it will have to go. No more Thanksgiving for you. Now, I bet you, just like, you know, one trip around the globe by Meghan Markle in one of those jets would you know, we just cancel one of those and a lot of people could have Thanksgiving. But they don't do that. They want you to live the way they don't intend to live. The liberal news outlet, remember, recommended that people stop traveling for Thanksgiving and only eat vegetables instead of meat-based recipes to lessen the environmental impact. You know, there could be an upside here. As liberal family members who you barely get along with, maybe they just won't show up and it won't even be your fault and you won't have to feel bad about it because they can't travel now. And besides, once they get there, they're not allowed to eat the meat. So, anyway. Yep, Thanksgiving will have to go. Now, understand, the left doesn't actually intend to live this way. I mean, this is for you. They're going to go eat all the meat they want. In fact, they'll probably serve it up at Democrat Party gatherings. We saw all those pictures, right? All those people telling you got to stop eating meat, noshing down on meat. Pete Buttigieg and Horizontal Harris and all those. Yeah, the ones who say, we're going to have to use the government to crack down on your consumption of meat. They didn't mean their consumption of meat. They meant your consumption of meat. Anyway, this is the New Deal. I gotta say, you know, Christmas, we have a ham at my house. So I gotta say, you know, at this point, Christmas is gonna have to be next. Wouldn't you think? Now, I'm sure their desire to cancel Thanksgiving has nothing to do with the fact that it is a uniquely American holiday and thus uniquely part of our heritage and culture and stuff like that. Like erasing American culture probably has absolutely nothing to do with it, right? Texter writes, turkey farts sent with loud effect. Yeah.
That's kind of deep and really simple. If they had any evidence, the impeachment would be over. Great point.
Great point. They don't. But we're going to pretend they do, and it's going to get really confusing.
Reduce your environmental impact.
Yeah, well, all those people telling you to reduce their environmental impact are flying all over the world on jets and planes. Sure. Uh-huh. You know what the left does? They use climate change to justify getting rid of anything they don't like. Like a low-tax environment. It's maddening. Texter writes, I hope I can hear your response. Who is Adam Schiff in terms of his relationships to generate this anger? I don't know, but I would love to see a psychological profile. These are very, when you look at them all, these are very psychologically unhealthy people being elevated to very high positions in the Democrat Party. That were these people in your workplace, in a normal social circle, they'd be scorned for the very things they did. I mean, you ever been around a big compulsive liar? I mean, somebody who's like got a problem. Well, Joe Biden, Elizabeth Warren, and Adam Schiff. I mean, what kind of whack job makes up a transcript, a call transcript, just makes it up, pretends he's reading from it verbatim, and reads it into the congressional testimony? Who does that? Who goes on television for 3 years and says they've seen evidence of Russia collusion when they couldn't have? Mueller never found it. And when you do things like that in life, in the life you and I live, in normal people, normal places, what happens? You don't get promoted at work. You get scorned and shunned. You're thought of as that weirdo down the hall. But in Congress, you move up. They put you in charge of impeaching the president. Why? They're an emotionally unhealthy group of people. And look, finding people to lie at the level that Adam Schiff does, where it makes him look silly, not a lot of people willing to do that. You got to have a special social, you know, psychological makeup. And he does. He does. He'll say anything. It doesn't matter. He'll just make it up.
Baseball is back. And so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you see this? I was wondering how Kanye West's new album would do. It's completely religious. Now, Kanye West has coupled the release of the album because he's found God. Now, no one knows if this is for real or not. It's Kanye. Who knows? Or how long it will last because it's Kanye. Who knows? The guy who said just this week, black power doesn't mean giving all of our votes to the Democrat Party. Amen, brother. Preach it. But what about his album? Jesus is King. A really different take on the world for Kanye, compared to what he was producing just, 5 years ago? And when I heard he was putting this out, I was kind of like, I bet that'll bomb. I don't see that going over with his audience. Well, fast forward to this week, his October 25th released album is number one. That's his ninth consecutive project to debut at the top. But this one's broken his personal record, with the biggest streaming week ever. And it's tied Eminem in that regard as of Monday per Billboard. It's been played on demand 196.9 million times. And again, the album is called Jesus is King. The guy's even written a song in praise of Chick-fil-A entitled Closed on Sunday. So again, is this just the phase for Kanye? It could be. Or a lifelong pursuit. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It counts. People looked at it and went, okay. Kanye's out there saying, being black, having power in our country, in our economy, in the marketplace of ideas, does not mean you have to give your vote to the Democrat Party. And it's not hurting him financially. That's significant. You know what else is significant? I mean, in a huge way. This Sean Spicer thing. Have you seen the meltdown over Dancing with the Stars? I will flat out admit, Sean Spicer can't dance, which is what makes it all so much more compelling. He's got like two lead feet. Nicest guy ever, though. You can tell how nice he is on TV in his interviews. And people are going nuts. The judges are going nuts. It's not fair. He's beating better dancers. And I admit he is. Because people can vote. And he's gotten overwhelming support. He should have been gone weeks ago. But he's not. And do you know why? Trump supporters keep voting for him. And do you know why they do? Because we are so shut out and closed down and cut off and cut out of the popular culture. Even though center-right is the majority in this country. We've been exorcised from the culture. Divorced from it. Wiped out of it. No representation. And so when there's even a tiny place or way, like with Sean Spicer, for us to just see ourselves as some small part of the culture somewhere, some recognition of our culture, which is still the dominant American culture, people go nuts. We just want to vote. The vote for Sean Spicer says we are here. We are American. We count. We are part of the culture. It's driving them crazy. They can't stand for us to win in even one tiny, small little corner. And by the way, you know what the best part of this is? That vote for Spicer, it's Democratic, isn't it? No electoral college on Dancing with the Stars, is there? That's purely Democratic. And they hate it. They can't stand it. It drives them nuts. There have been now demands to change the voting system. Well, I thought y'all loved democracy. I thought that's what we were supposed to have, mob rule. Well, you know what? We got it on Dancing with the Stars.
What, do they want to use an electoral college now?
Yeah, I know. No way. They haven't suggested that yet, but it's coming. I'm sure it's coming. Anyway, demanding that the thing's fixed, it's ruined the show. How has it ruined the show when the most popular guy on the show gets the most votes from the people who like him the most who watch the show? Isn't that the whole point of entertainment? Oh, they're going nuts. They can't stand it. Because you know what? They know why we're voting. They know where people are voting. Because they just want to be recognized. Like their existence in our culture. That we are here. We are American. We are a part of the culture. We're the dominant part of the culture. I hope Sean Spicer takes the whole thing. I can't wait to watch him go wild.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.